Mayors from villages and cities across New York are making a unified call for the state to do more to help them repair damaged roads. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they say this year's state budget did not adequately provide for New York's transportation needs.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the recently passed state budget makes an unprecedented commitment to invest $150 billion in infrastructure projects over the next 5 years, some of which will go to fix upstate's highways, bridges, and tunnels. But many local government leaders, like East Syracuse Mayor Robert Tackman, say that's not enough.
The wear and tear is not keeping up with the funding that we are receiving, and these roads are deteriorating, and we're trying our best to stay ahead. But with flatlined funding, we're reactive instead of proactive, fixing roads that are breaking rather than trying to fix them before they start to deteriorate.
The Consolidated Highway Improvement Program that assists local governments with the cost of building and fixing roads has not seen an increase in funding in 7 years. And this year's budget cuts $65 million from the extreme winter recovery funding. That's why Tackman and other officials who attended the annual New York State Conference of Mayors have called on the New York State Legislature to pass a supplemental capital budget to make a bigger investment.
We're not asking for funding to just do all these glamorous things. We're asking for the nuts and bolts of our communities, our infrastructure.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.